Time to talk Valley Falls boys basketball. Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer joins us. The Dragons wrap up the regular season with a record of 14-4, going 13-3. Still a chance to win the league title, but a few games here since last we spoke. Coach, you played Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, beating Horton, but losing to JCN on Friday, and then a couple big wins against Pleasant Ridge and McLeod here in the last two nights. So let's go to the biggest win of them all first, the win against Pleasant Ridge, and that was after you had lost to JCN on Friday, and Pleasant Ridge, of course, had beaten you earlier this season, but a great all-around game, and I know Cooper Jepson was one that night that really stood out for you and provided a huge kind of career offensive night to get that revenge win.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely the case. I mean, you ask Cooper, he'd probably tell you he wished we could play Pleasant Ridge every game, because the first time we played him, he had 17, and then turns around and has his career high of 26 against them. And he was just full of energy, made plays all night for us. If he wasn't, you know, getting to the rim for a bucket, he was getting his teammates involved. And, you know, that's kind of been, you know, our kind of MO all year, that, you know, if our point guard play is going pretty well, we typically seem to play pretty well because everybody gets involved. And it was a great night. You know, it was a, you know, beating, you know, kind of a little redemption game. You know, first time we played Pleasant Ridge, we didn't get the opportunity to play with Nate, and this time we did, and it was a big game. It was highly competitive, and it was definitely a good win for us going into sub-state play.
Nate had a couple big games, 22, I think, against McLeod last night, had 25 in the loss to JCN. I wanted to ask you about the JCN game, just a 12-point first half, and I know that's a rivalry game that obviously the Chargers were up for and out for some revenge, but what, I guess, did you learn from that game or take away? What did you feel like led to the struggles that maybe you can learn from and prevent happening again?
You know, we didn't do a very good job of, playing, you know, converting on the offensive end. You know, give JCN some credit. You know, Fellkamp played, you know, a lot better than he did the first time around. And, you know, they had Emmett was going and he was making plays, especially in transition. And, you know, James Kramer had a big third quarter where he had 9 points just in the third quarter and he scored all those points. It felt like, you know, just a few trips down the floor. In consecutive trips, and you know, they hit some outside shots early from the Worthington kids. So, you know, they're a solid team, and we just didn't play very well. But you know, it's probably why they, you know, what they were doing to us. But it was definitely a game that I think got our guys refocused, which led for us to go into Pleasant Ridge on Monday and get that victory.
It's kind of crazy. It has to be kind of crazy as a coach. I mean, you know, that game that we just talked about against JCN, you only scored 12 points in the entire half. And then I noticed in your game last night against McLeod, you went out and put a 35-point fourth quarter up to really pull away and ice that victory. So 35 and a quarter, you know that's capable. And obviously the fourth quarter, the guys kind of exploded, as you mentioned last night, to really, I guess, give them some confidence, hopefully going into sub-state.
Yeah, it is kind of a head scratcher sometimes, but you know, the guys know that when we're at our best, I truly believe that there's not a team that can beat us. And the great thing about last night was, you know, you mentioned Nate having a big game, but he was efficient. It was 8 of 11 from the field. You know, Dylan Cervantes had a big game. Scoring, you know, I think he had 16 and 13 was in the fourth quarter. And we just, you know, played well, the second half on. Give McLeod some credit because they did a great job of playing well early. But once we got them rattled a little bit, you know, we kind of kept rolling from then on out. I tell the guys all the time that the biggest thing on this team is that we've got a lot of weapons. I mean, you know, if it's not Nate leading us in scoring or Cooper leading us in scoring, it's been Avery, you know, Dylan's done it. And so we've got guys that, you know, can just come in and, you know, shoot the ball and distribute the ball and do all the things necessary for us to win. And, you know, starting going back to the Pleasant Ridge game the other night, we locked down on defense in the second half, and we did that as well last night too in the second half. And, you know, we get both our offensive game going and our defensive game going, and it makes for, you know, it's a pretty tough night for some teams.
Part of the Valley Heights Substate in Class 2A this year. I know last year kind of a sour taste and not quite being able to reach the state tournament, and this team pretty motivated. You open up against Horton, but how confident and hungry are your guys to go try to win three games in Substate next week?
You know, that's the thing I look at it is this. Today I was kind of talking to one of my dads on the team, and he, you know, we were talking about, you know, the kids need to realize that the moment is upon us, and it can be over just like that. And, you know, nothing less than their best effort is unacceptable, especially doing the things that we want to do. Last year was tough how that game ended. There's no doubt in my mind we win that game. We get to go to the state tournament when we win the next game. And so, you know, guys got to, you know, remember that feeling. And, you know, it's an exciting time. I'm excited for the guys' opportunity this week, that's for sure.
Well, best of luck in finishing out the season, Coach. Thanks for taking time to join us each week here on the radio.
All right, Justin. Hey, man, I just want to say that I appreciate all you guys do there, from coming and broadcasting our games to just doing the coach's show and, you know, even checking up on us throughout the year with a text message here and there. That means a lot. I appreciate it.
A lot of great coaches in the area, great teams. It's a privilege, I think, to be in the area that we're in. Caleb Gatzmeyer, head coach for the Valley Falls Dragon Boys. And the weekly locker room chats are sponsored by Country Harvest Apple Market and by Heinen Repair.